Hey you guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Idana Styling. How are you guys? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, email me at info@idanastyling.com. I will leave a link below for you. Now, if you want to hang out with me, please remember we have a free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. If you want to take advantage of our workbooks and planners for your fashion business, visit our Etsy store. And if you want to dive deeper into your business and get coached by me, check out the Fashion Business Online Incubator. So I'll leave all those links below. Also, the best way to connect with us is with our Fashionpreneur list, which is our email. So I will leave a link below too as well. So welcome to this episode. Today we are going to talk about your social media, more specifically your social media strategy for your fashion business, okay? So a lot of people in our community, a lot of people that I talk to, they tell me this social media thing doesn't work for me. I just post, nothing happens, no traction, for me, I want to dive into different things here today that probably, will help you with this topic. So the first thing is obviously, my question, do you have a social media strategy? Okay, that's the first thing. Is this something that, do you have a plan behind, have a reason, a focus, a method, something, or you're just posting whatever, you wake up and you're like, what can I post today? And then you go post something or something comes up and you're like, okay, I'm going to share this, I'm going to share that, but you don't really have a strategy. Tell me the truth, right? Then the second thing is, what is the main reason behind your social media posts? Okay, when you post something out there, what's the reason behind it? Okay, do you have a reason? The other thing is there a focus, a call to action, something you ask your customers to do, okay, when you post? So these are questions we should consider, right, when creating these social media posts, because if we post random things, we're gonna get random results. But if we have a focus in mind, then we're gonna take people to a specific destination, and that's what we want, right? No one wants to waste time just posting and not getting any traction. You can use that time doing something else, right? So let's think about these questions. Please take the time to write them down. Question number one, what is your social media focus? Okay, what is the purpose of your social media? Why do you post? Do you want people to get to know your brand or your product or your program? Are you posting to educate them in a particular subject? Are you posting to connect with them, to start conversations, to have them ask questions and you answer back? Like, what is, right, the focus on your social media? Okay, you have to figure that out. We can start there, so we can start creating the content that matches that. Okay, the second question is there a call to action? What do you ask your audience to do when they read that post? Do you ask them to perhaps join a Facebook group or your newsletter, or you invite them to take a free class, or you invite them to purchase your online product? Or what is the call to action? You always have to give people a call to action, because if not, they read it, they don't do anything, and nothing happened, right? Then the third thing is, are you doing this on a consistent basis to accomplish your goals? Because like anything in life, if we don't do it consistently, it's not gonna work. If you are trying to lose weight and you have a program and you only follow it once a week, it's not gonna work, right? Or if you wanna develop muscle and you go to the gym and you go once a week, it's not gonna work. If you post something on social media, once a week or twice a week or once a month, right, the whole month goes by and you didn't post anything, or you post but you don't have that reasoning behind it, you don't have a goal in mind, right, it's just not gonna work, okay? So are you doing this on a consistent basis to accomplish that goal that you have? We all heard that phrase that says that, people have to see you at least seven times to recognize you and take an action. So imagine throughout the month, how many times does people see you? okay? And are you delivering the same message every time people see you? Because if you're delivering different messages, they're like, okay, they don't know what to do, right? But if you're always delivering the same message, right? If you're always on point and you're showing up consistently, then they'll be able to recognize you. They'll be able to recognize the brand. They'll be able to recognize what you're all about. They'll be able to recognize, oh, this is the person that sells this program, right? So all that thing is, you know, very important to get our results. Now, this is something that we dive deep into in our online business program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. So if you want to check it out, I will leave a link below for you. But, you know, let me know, based on these questions that we discussed here today, do you have any questions? Are you struggling with one of them in particular? What are your current results right now with your social media? Do you have a social media strategy? So let me know. I want to thank you so much for watching this video, and I invite you to connect with us and leave me any comments or questions, because we're here to support you. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.